it's quite common, in, especially in Papua New, because women are not aware of the signs of cervical cancer. They relate the signs to traditional beliefs or sorcery. So they think that because someone has picked up their ambulance from the line in the night and taken it to some place, or so that's why they're having cervical cancer. Had they known the signs, they would take them quickly to a hospital, and they could be treated or treated on that. That's why we're going out and letting the ladies know that it's not because of their traditional beliefs and surgery, it's because of cervical cancer.
So what is it you're doing, Grace? Are you going out to communities? Are you talking with some of these women face-to-face? How are you spreading your message?
I go out to communities, arrange with the local elders, we go out, and then when we fix up a program, that's how I go out. I go and meet with the community as a whole. I speak to the community, and then I speak to the ladies specifically on cervical cancer. It pushed us to go out into the community and create more awareness, letting the ladies know about the early signs and symptoms of cervical cancer, because most of the women would usually present at the later stages.
Obviously, sorcery, sangoma, it's quite a sensitive issue in Papua New Guinea. So how are you spreading this message, and how are you doing it in a way that's not, I guess, too confronting to some women?
All right. So what I do is I explain the causes, what causes cervical cancer. So I'll elaborate on that. And then on that, I stress into it. Because of this, there's someone, a lady with cervical cancer. So that's how we avoid avoid trying to really stigmatize the ladies or try to pinpoint on sangoma and sorcery.
So when you're meeting with some of these women and you're explaining to them the symptoms of cervical cancer, how do they react to what you're saying, and how do they react to your message?
Most of the times, and nearly all the times, when I explain the signs, the ladies are shocked. Because they never knew there was a sickness such as cervical cancer, they would be shocked, and then most of the ladies would say, okay, so now I see why we're having all these sharp pains, and then they explain the signs. They say, a lot of ladies show these signs, but we think it's because of other things, but now we know why ladies are showing these signs. Yes, so mostly the ladies, because they're not aware, they're shocked. And then after I explain to them, I go through the signs and symptoms, they understand. Yeah.
With this work that you're doing in Morobay, is there any plans to maybe expand it out to other areas of Papua New Guinea? Do you have plans to perhaps maybe go up into the highlands and continue this work across the country?
Yes, we do have plans. We're a non-government organization, so yes, we do have plans. We do visit other provinces. Unfortunately, we don't have the finance to move around, because we're an NGO that operates for money raised only through fundraising. So, yes, we only go into other provinces when there's a big event happening.
Have you received any offers of support or some sort of funding from the health department in PNG for this kind of work?
No, we haven't. We don't receive any assistance from the health department. But we do receive support from the business community.